Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Sin Vergüenza, the motherfreaking podcast. I'm your host, Ale, and I'm joined alongside my co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
And I hope you're staying cool this Wednesday if you're here in Vegas, because boy, oh boy, the heat is starting to get hot. Make sure you guys stay hydrated, throw on some sunscreen, pack some water bottles in your car, get your hydros, and just be prepared. Pack some extra water bottles. You never know, you might see somebody who is in need of water and it's really hot out there. The least we can do is hand somebody a water bottle, you know? So there's that. All right, let's go ahead and get started with our week. Do you have anything interesting that happened to you this week or?
We're getting our cars washed this week, so I mean, that's a up. Hopefully the weather stays good.
Amen.
Other than that, not really. We taught you how to drive my car a little bit more yesterday. That was fun as fuck. Not gonna lie, she's getting the hang of it now.
I don't know who this was fun for. I don't know why you would have to say that right now. It just brought my whole mood down.
Why?
Because it's annoying, and it's hard, and it's stressful, and I know you guys could feel this vibe change right now, because that shit is so irritating, learning how to fucking drive this car. But, I mean, it's pretty cool, I guess.
You guys, it's a manual, so if you guys don't know how to drive it,
comment down below if you do or don't know. Have you ever learned how to drive a manual, guys? How did you feel? What was your experience like? Did it make you and the person teaching you fight? Because it sure as hell is making me rowdy, and I'm not shy to say that shit, because period.
Drop some tips for you guys.
Learning how to drive for dummies.
For me, like, I consider it fun just because it's teaching you something new and you actually get the hang of things pretty
fast. This summer
fast.
I wanted to learn how to rope. Instead, I'm learning how to drive all over again.
We'll teach you that next week. Or today.
Yeah, guys, comment down below. Yes or no? Is that it?
Yeah.
So I learned how to drive this week. And then what else? I went to the airport. The airport's ass. They need to have better signs like where to pick up people versus where they're fucking dropping them off to leave. I stood up there for so long thinking this was... I haven't been inside the airport, guys, in years. So when I went in, I literally thought I was waiting for this lady. Meantime, I was where they drop people off so they can go into the plane.
Bruh.
Luckily, as soon as I went downstairs where you're supposed to go to pick up people, she had just came out. So she wasn't waiting outside for so long. But I did that. Went to go have some churros and ice cream. I made a sushi bake for the first time. Give me an honest rating, 1 out of 10. Honest for the podcast.
I don't do 1 out of 10. I do 1 out of 5. But honest, probably like a 4.
Oh, okay,
it just didn't
guys.
Have like that spice that I would honestly want.
Yeah, I didn't put so much on there because I didn't. Her sriracha was different. That's why I didn't put so much.
But it was actually pretty fucking good. Like, the consistency of it, then rice to like fish was really good. Like, it tasted really good.
Yeah, guys, pretty easy to make if you guys want to check it out. All we did was we made some rice, layered that down on the pan, mushed it down to make it an even layer, and then we mixed some imitation crab with some salmon. The salmon, we just threw it in the air fryer, season it how you would like. She didn't want to season. She said she didn't season it last time, so I was like, I guess I'm not going to do anything different because last time she made it, it was really good. So I was like, fuck it. I guess we ain't going to season the fish. Air fried it. Once it was air fried, we threw it in there with the imitation crab and a block of cream cheese. Philadelphia cream cheese. Threw the whole block in there. Mushed it all together. Kind of made like a ceviche looking thing. Layered that on top of the rice in the pan. And then you go ahead and layer it flat. You throw on some sriracha, I don't know what the fuck, kind of chimichurri or some shit she said. It was a sauce that she got from this Chinese store.
Who is she that you keep mentioning?
So oh, Flower. You guys know Flower. And then, I got sriracha mayo, and I put sriracha mayo plus the sriracha And then, yeah, and then she had this, like, seasoning that was a rice seasoning. Had, like, little black flakes and little balls in there. Never seen that in my life. Then we put it in the oven. Don't ask me for how long or what temperature. I'm sorry, y'all. I do not know that. So, just until it's cooked. But, yeah, then we got some seaweed wraps and ate it like tortillas, guys. And that's how we made a sushi, a baked sushi bowl. Something like that. Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Made so much, so for sure eating that for dinner tonight. Oh, and I threw some cucumber in there. So it's just warm sushi, but we're eating it cold now. So I learned that, and I learned how to drive. What else did I learn this week? Oh, so I learned the way frozen weed feels like. Frozen weed does not get hard. It gets like... It gets hard, but, like, a crunchy. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but...
Like a leaf in autumn?
I guess. I don't know, but... Because we have to freeze the weed at some point, and then when we freeze it, it's, like, it just stays in the freezer for a while.
Right.
But when I touched it, it was still, like, smushy. I'm like, dude, like, this is weird. How does weed not get hard as fuck like alcohol? Like, it was, like, slushy form. I don't know how to explain it. So I learned how frozen weed feels like, and... I'm pretty sure that's all I got. I read some of my book. And yeah. Let me know what you guys are reading. If you guys are reading anything too. Recommend me something. I like that dark romance. I like drama. I like people in this book. This bitch be talking shit. I love her. So comment down below any good books you guys recommend me after this series.
Are you coming to the end of your series already?
Fuck no, I'm not. I'm barely like on the third book.
How many are there?
I'm taking my time, y'all. I don't know. Don't ask me these things that I don't know right now, because I really don't. There's a couple of series, even within this series. Really is up to you if you want to read the rest. But yeah. All right. Do you have anything else to say?
No, that should be it.
Yeah, that was pretty much it, guys. Not that much of a crazy week. Hopefully we go catch a movie or something. Like we said, though, it is hot outside, extremely freaking hot. I am sore and tired. I went hard on working out all week, and honestly, I'm fucking drained. I don't have any... Honestly, I haven't felt my arms, but I don't know if it's because they're relaxed or if they're still numb. Because me and Flower went yesterday, and if you guys ever do your arms and you feel like they're spaghetti... It's so scary. I'm like, oh my God, is my arm going to break right now?
I never literally had that feeling.
It's fucking weird. Like yesterday I got that feeling and they started feeling like spaghetti. I'm like, hold on. I'm done.
In high school, I used to get scared when they would do like lifting, when they would squat and like pull the weight up.
I did that yesterday.
Deadlift, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. I did that yesterday though.
That shit used to scare me when, like, I would see, like...
It'll tip a little forward or something. Woo.
No, when I would see, like, these little, like... I don't want to call them scrawny necessarily, but they were, like, smaller, like, little individual guys in the gym or in school. And they would, like, pick them up. And when they would do that, like, you could see their little legs, like, start shaking super, super bad. That would scare me so much for them. I don't know why
you're saying scrawny legs. You have chicken legs, too.
Well, yeah, but these legs will pack a fucking punch, I'll tell you that much.
I got him. But yeah, that was pretty crazy. So, honestly, guys, this weekend we're not going to have a What Happens in Vegas segment where we go ask our couples because I'm really dead. It's so extremely hot outside. If you guys aren't, because I know not all of you are from Vegas. We actually have people from all over.
Shout out my UK people.
Yep. All right. I really thought it was going to be 100 and something degrees outside right now. Why is it only 90? Guys, it feels bad. It feels really bad, though. It had to have gone down because earlier it was beaming hot as fuck.
Oh, it's because it actually has wind right now.
Where?
A little bit of wind. It's 25 miles.
It says 17 miles per hour on mine.
Oh.
Point is, guys, I'm sorry, but it is so fucking hot. I don't feel good after the week that I had. I did so much yesterday. So just know that we are going to go ahead and skip What Happens in Vegas this week. I hope you guys can understand. And we'll go ahead and catch you guys next time. Do we have any secrets that maybe we could give them? We'll think of if we have secrets that we could share with you guys from our own. And then we'll find out at the end. If you know, you know. All right, we're going to go ahead and go into our first segment called Uncontrolled Woman. Because we all know it's so hard to understand our bodies. And honestly, all these hormones, all these pills, all these cycles, is just so much. And we don't get taught it. We don't get taught. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, why did that sound weird coming out of my mouth right now? We don't get taught all these things. It's very hard coming from a parent, coming from a teacher. We honestly miss a lot of information. So with this segment, it's for us women to go ahead and learn about it together in a comfort-free zone. Comfort-free zone. That doesn't sound right either. Huh. All right, y'all. I swear this is true, though. All these things are going to be facts.
Y'all just sit down and be comfortable. That's what we're trying to say.
Literally. Literally. All right. Before I make myself more dumb. All right. So we get all our information from this period app called Flow. Flow is an app where it helps you track your cycle as a woman's chat room so we could get nitty and gritty. And then it has an insights tab where we can go ahead and learn from. Today's doctor is going to be Jennifer Boyle. So we're going to learn from her. And yeah, so check out Flow, guys. I have a membership there, so I have to pay. I got it when it was on sale, though. So the membership I'm paying for is going to be slightly cheaper than the ones that they have. So just an FYI. All right. For this one, plus it's a yearly plan, so obviously it's going to be a little cheaper. The today's segment on here is the implant, your questions answered. So the implant is a form of birth control. All right. So, what is the implant and how is it going to work? When it comes to the implant, it's a small, flexible plastic. It's around 4 centimeters long and 2 millimeters thick. It's a little dainty thing. It kind of looks like a matchstick. So, if you look at that, look at the density, look at how big it is. Something similar to that. All right. It's going to be inserted under your skin in your upper arm. So, it's going to be inside your body, y'all. It's gonna stay in there. It releases synthetic or artificial versions of the hormone proestrogen, which your ovaries usually release each month after you ovulate. Proestrogen enters your bloodstream and thickens your cervical mucus to keep the sperm out of there. It'll build a wall of mucus, y'all. Fuck them kids. It prevents your ovaries from releasing an egg during ovulation as well. So, one thing to know, though, it's only birth control. It's not going to protect you from any sexually transmitted infections. So, you're going to still want to wear something to protect you from that. 1 out of 100 people who use it are the ones that get pregnant. So, you can see that this one is 99% effective. 1 out of 100? Shit. Roll that dice. Some medications can make it less effective, though, so make sure you talk to your doctor. So some of the medications are some for migraines or seizures, antifungal medications, and then some medications that are for tuberculosis, and some treatments for HIV. So, yeah, if you're considering it, make sure you talk to your doctor and let them know what you're using to see if it'll still work for you. The implant should last up to 3 years. Sometimes it's even longer than that. So you don't got to worry about that thing for 3 years. You don't have to do anything else with it. What's in there? You don't have to clean it. Nothing. It's just leave it there and it's going to do its thing. You could also get it removed before its scheduled time. So you could take it out as soon as you want it to, anytime. It doesn't matter. But it stops working as soon as it's removed. When it's getting inserted, people say it's like getting a shot. So you're going to give them your non-dominant hand to be implanted. And they're going to show you where it's going to be inserted. We already said under the arm. They're going to put some numbing cream on there so it could go ahead and numb out your whole arm. You're not going to feel a thing. And then it's just going to be inserted into your arm. They're going to recommend a bandage for like about a day or so. And any aftercare instructions, are the doctors are going to go ahead and give that to you as well. Guys, I hope you guys know when I talk about this shit, I know men aren't listening to this because even Mr. Anonymous over here is literally looking at the fucking wall when I speak on this shit. Every single time I'm talking about this subject, I know none of these men are listening because he's not listening and he's right next to me. So we're going to go ahead and drop some secret shit on this next time. Or just listen out, ladies. For the ladies that do listen to this, we're going to throw some other shit in here that's basically not for the men. Fuck the men, because if the one next to me can't care about it, imagine the ones listening. And if you are a man listening to this, thank you. I appreciate you. And just know, ni este me hace caso.
Y'all throw shade, we throw shots. Huh? I am listening. I said y'all throw shade, we throw shots. I am listening, though. It's just, there was a little bird outside that looked cute as fuck. That's why I was like, hold on. My bad, y'all. But I am listening.
Cap. All right. As we were saying, you know, ladies, how you said and that, any of the gentlemen listening, and whoever else is listening, whatever you consider yourself.
You know how you said they build like a mucus wall up?
Okay.
I was thinking of, like, I don't know if you remember seeing the commercial where it's like the bath bubbles.
The Mucinex?
Yeah. Where they try to fight against the bath bubbles and shit.
Yeah, I think that's Oxy something. OxyClean.
I don't know, but that's what I was thinking of when you said that.
If we could find the commercial, we'll insert it here. All right. You can have it inserted at any point during your cycle, but it might be helpful to track it so you can do it during the first 5 days of it. That way you'll be protected against unplanned pregnancy immediately. Instantly, y'all. Instantly. But before you do get it, make sure you take a pregnancy test or make sure you're not pregnant at all, because that could cause some issues. And if you've just given birth, honey, you can get to banging and wanging right away, because you can get this inserted and it won't even fuck up your breastfeeding. So like they said, it'll work instantly too. It could be 21 days after giving birth. So shit. What? A week or two? No, wait. That's 14. Give it 3 weeks. So the way it's going to be removed is literally within 5 minutes. They're going to numb the area again and make a small cut. And they're just going to pull it out of your arm. Kind of like a splinter. Like a pretty decent splinter. All right. It does say, though, that everyone's tolerance is different. So some people's pain might be different, but the anesthesia should make sure that it's all numb.
I thought that shit meant like some people might need to get two of them implanted. Uh-huh. I was like, God damn.
You might be a little sore for a couple of days, though. So just know there are some side effects. So you should check it out in case you might be prone to these. Headaches, changes in your mood, sore boobs, and a lower sex drive. You might notice changes in your bleeding as well, because it does impact your menstrual cycles. What else? Or your periods can stop altogether, and some people find that as a bonus. So you could also experience light and infrequent spotting or bleeding, or you might just have a full, heavy, irregular period. So honestly, it's just going to fuck with a lot of things. It's just getting comfortable with it and see what happens to you. And again, you could also always go to your healthcare provider. And yeah, that is the implant and our questions answered. So if you guys are interested in the implant, this is, from what it seems like, a really good form of birth control. You just put it in there and that's it. Why not? We can, and it starts working instantly for most people. So pretty good, y'all. Pretty good. Talk to your healthcare provider before using it. And that's pretty much it. Have anything to say?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Nope. All right, y'all. That was our segment, Uncontrolled Women. Speaking of uncontrolled women, let's fucking talk Nikki, y'all. Nikki was arrested and released. Sheesh.
All right. She didn't even make it to the beach each.
She said, please let me get away. Oh my, Nikki, I honestly thought that they were going to keep her ass in there for a while. I was like, oh fuck, they got her ass. When I first seen it, tell me why I thought this had something to do with Diddy. Because all these celebrities coming out for shit somehow end up something being Diddy. But this was no Diddy. Can we say that? Oh, fuck. That man. That man is crazy.
His son made a song and it said, whoever says no Diddy better have that same energy when you come up to me. And
the guy out of jail? Weren't they arrested, his sons?
I believe so. And one of the guys, I guess the guy who actually made it, he got on camera and he was like, I'm the one who said it, so it's only right to tell you, no Diddy, bitch. And he's like, come get me now. I was like, damn. He ran away.
Got him. So, guys, Nicki was arrested in Amsterdam. That's crazy. So, basically, she went on live to show this. And she also put some stories as well on her Instagram. And then later on came out with some exes, tweets, whatever. So, here's what went down. So, she ends up getting arrested because they found some pre-rolls in her bag. Marijuana pre-rolls. I don't know if there's any other types of pre-rolls, but marijuana pre-rolls. She has this whole thing saying that people are out to get her. People are mad that this tour is going good. She's basically calling it all sabotage. That this is not the first time that somebody has tried to sabotage her tour. Don't fuck with me for saying that, y'all. I am trying my best. So, they basically ended up having her trying to get into the car, to the cop car. It doesn't look like a cop car. It looks like a little minivan, like a fucking Mercedes van. They're like, you need to get in. She's saying, no, I needed a lawyer. It becomes this whole fight. She's telling them how security had already told her. Security said that they were hers, that they weren't hers, that they were his, that they don't belong to Nicki. They didn't care. They were still trying to arrest Nicki, even though the person who's pre-rolls they were admitting, hey, those are not hers, these are mine, arrest me, not her. Nope, they wanted Nicki. So she ended up firing her management. This is not to do with anything, but she's saying, because a lot of people are trying to fuck her over, she's saying that she knows this because her management would add $30,000 to $50,000 to her jet so she can pocket it. And then another tour manager was doing the same thing. So people were getting away with like hundreds and thousands from her and pocketing it. And they were her own management teams. So she's saying that this is another way that they're trying to sabotage her tour. She was trying to get somewhere for her next gig and they were fucking with her schedule. They ended up taking her down and arresting her. After they had her wait for hours so somebody can pull up to weigh her pre-rolls, she said that it took hours and I don't even think they ended up weighing the pre-rolls, which is like, bro, a pre-roll is like at least a gram, if not less. Like, chill the fuck out, dude.
Unless she's out here like Chief Keef rolling up fucking backwoods with like 7 grams in them.
But eventually she was let go and released. So they were telling her, I don't want you to record. You need to stop. Da 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 da. Giving her this whole shebang. She was supposed to leave. Her flight was gonna leave 45 minutes due to that. So, then she went on to saying 2 hours ago. So yeah, she basically was. She didn't make her flight at all. And she says that they were trying to keep her from Manchester, and she did end up making a tweet as well saying that. This is Amsterdam, by the way, where weed is legal. That was the part that threw me off because I also forgot that I have a shirt that you gave me where it says Amsterdam, marijuana cafe, some shit like that.
Yeah, they have
a whole ass cafe for weed. What the fuck?
They have coffee shops. You're allowed to smoke in the coffee shops or have like actual edibles. They'll give you in the coffee shop. Oh my God,
that shit sounds and, like, so fun.
They give you, I believe it's in Amsterdam as well, where you can have.
If we have clips of this, guys, if we could find some clips of this, we'll insert it here.
Where you can have legal mushrooms. Like Amsterdam, I believe, legalized mushrooms.
So they stopped her for some fucking pre-rolls. And the way they made it seem like if it was in a purse or some shit. And they wouldn't let her check her bags or nothing. Didn't give her nothing. They took everything and they're like, we're going to search it. She even said, why didn't you guys do it when we were on the plane? So you're telling me she had it this whole fucking time and it wasn't until she landed. And it looks like she was already at the hotel or some shit. That's when they're like, all right, now we're going to get you. Mm. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? Do you guys think somebody's trying to fuck with Nikki's tour? Do you guys think her security should be fired? Is she a fucking snitch? Because, I mean,
she ratted out the homie.
She said they were his. I don't know if that was before he said it or after, but regardless of, a snitch is a snitch. I don't know, man. I do not know. All I'm going to say is those Barbie tours do look fun because she be making it look fun as fuck. But comment down below, guys. What do you think? Have you guys seen anything about this? Do you think it's free Nikki or do you think it's hashtag keep her ass? Let me know. Comment down below. What do you think? Do you think she was in the wrong? What do you think about this whole situation?
I mean, I understand, I guess, like, if it was over the weight and that's what they were tripping about. But it's like you said, it's a pre-rule.
They didn't weigh it. They were waiting to weigh it. So they were already trying to arrest her before weighing it or anything. They're like, all right, you got
to
go.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, to me, it's just kind of ridiculous. Like, you guys' place, we know of and what it seems like, you guys legalized all these things. Why is it that artists are getting in trouble when it's like, even if it was hers or it wasn't hers, you guys know these artists are out here doing this shit anyway, so.
Yeah, and can you guys invite me to one of those cafes? That shit sounds fun. Honestly. Sponsor us.
Honestly.
Nikki's gonna talk so much shit, imagine. Fuck that podcast. Da-da-da-da-da. There's some traitors.
Well, no, I'm saying
like, honey, all publicity is good publicity.
I'm saying, like, free her because it's kind of ridiculous, like, the situation, you know?
Right.
Because of it. But it's like, if he didn't say they were his and you did snitch him out, I don't know.
I don't know, Nikki. That might have been fucked up because, you know, you got that celebrity privilege.
You know, you made too many songs with Tekashi after you start doing some shit like that.
You know what we didn't talk about that we've seen? That Snoop Dogg movie.
Oh.
Underdogs? Is that the movie? What it's called?
Yep.
Guys, that movie was funny, too. Check that out on Amazon. It's called Underdogs. Snoop Dogg made it. I had no idea Snoop Dogg was, like, a football coach for kids and stuff and, like, funded their plays. He has some people in the NFL. So, I don't know how I didn't know that, but check that out. It was a funny movie.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, like, or if you guys did know about Snoop Dogg's football camp that he started years ago, basically it's a movie just talking about that, like what he was trying to do back to the community.
It's not like a real life thing, like they, you'll see why I'm saying this, because I really doubt this is how it went down.
No, I feel like the judge was turning up to that
when they got drunk.
Yeah
guys, check that movie out. It was funny. It was a good one.
I like the song that they made when they were walking out. You little bitch ass punk ass bitches. You little bitch ass punk ass bitches.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. All right. So that's what happened to the Barbs. Crazy ass fucking weekend for her. All right. Keep reminding me that we don't have a Vegas one because I'm like trying to time myself to throw that in there. So another uncontrolled woman. Jesus, we have so many uncontrolled women this episode. Women. All right. So before I even say who this is, do you think during COVID time, do you think if one of the artists had COVID that they should have not performed a concert?
Of course. You're putting everybody, not just yourself, but the managers, all your right. staff, etc.
So why does that matter? Isn't it? Don't those people already know the risk that they're taking if they're already going to a concert during COVID?
Of course. But still, it's like if the artist has it and they're not even able to perform that well, like we had it and we know how it drained us. So it's like, if you're having it, you're going up to all these people, getting like that fucking close to them, you're most likely not even going to affect just one person. That shit just spreads like a wildfire. So yeah, no, I even then I felt like the TikTok lives where they were having like, what's it called, concerts at home and shit like that, like EDCs at home and shit like that, was a lot more smarter.
Okay. They also had them in Meta. Yeah, they did have the lives and stuff, but Meta had some, Roblox had some, Fortnite had some.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Not the Fortnite ones. Guys, we were over here at Marshmallows. That shit was crazy. But all right, I think I read some comments and somebody said some things you just take to the grave, and honey, I agree. Some things you just cross your heart and wait till you die, because fuck. All right. Do you think you can guess what artist maybe performed while they had COVID? Think big female artists.
Female?
Think big female artists that you think might do that. Guys, he's just guessing. Do not take this personal.
What genre?
Just big female artists.
I'm thinking either Queen B, Cardi B, or damn, for it to make the news like that. Yeah.
Well, you be wrong, because it was Lady motherfucking Gaga. Lady Gaga revealed that she did several fucking shows, several, when she had COVID.
Not the Gigi.
At least five of them. And she was basically saying, well, this is what she said. Well, these fans were risking their lives to come see me, so I risked mine so they can, the show must go on type of thing. And some people in the crowd were like, woohoo, yeah, that's my bitch. And then I'm pretty sure whoever wasn't saying, she was like, what the fuck is going on right now?
That's very Broadway of her. The show must go on.
Jesus. I don't know, man. I did not the way she's just saying it, finally.
I can tell the world.
Yeah, like, it's like, you know what? They can't say nothing about it now. Like, you know, it's too late type of shit. But, yeah. So, the comments were getting crazy. It's like, one of the comments said, yet there's millions of people who lost their jobs for not getting the vaccine. I mean, she's not wrong. Let's see, what else? Another person said that, isn't that the one who told us to get vaccinated and wear masks during COVID? I'm not sure if that's true, but I'm pretty sure everybody was saying that. So, I don't know, guys. What do you guys think? Was she in the wrong? Was she a cool artist for doing so, giving the people what they wanted? Should she get some repercussion for this? What do you think? What do you think should happen to Lady Gaga? Comment down below. Do you think anything should happen to her?
I mean, it already happened. It is what it is.
Five concerts. I say, if you were at any of those five concerts and got COVID, oh my God, y'all can catch a bag.
Sue that bitch.
I hope. I mean, don't get me wrong. I fuck with Lady Gaga. One of the people that I grew up with, for sure an iconic person, definitely one of the most out there people I know. But, yep, one of the comments is, here comes the lawsuit. Guys, catch that fucking bag, because Lady Gaga's throwing it away. Sheesh.
I mean,
I bet she's not the only artist, though. I bet she's not.
I mean, I doubt she is, but it's like, it's still God. Like, if you know that it's already happening as an artist, like, I know that you lose a lot of money, and a lot of these artists make their money from it.
How did EDC get canceled? Meantime, Lady Gaga was still having shows. Because literally the other day, Flower was telling me how she had EDC tickets for 2020, and they pushed it like 2 years, and she slowed it on the second year because she didn't want to go no more.
Bruh.
So how did EDC get backdated like 2 years, but Gaga was out here doing five concerts in? I don't know, man.
I wonder where the concerts were.
I bet everybody else is trying to wonder too, because they trying to catch that fucking bag. So there's two uncontrolled women, guys, after our uncontrolled woman segment. Let's go ahead and go into our dream segment. In this segment, we talk about dreams that we've had in the past that have stuck with us, or dreams that we've had recently. And we're talking about the dreams that happen when we sleep. And when these dreams happen, like I said, they're uncontrollable. Guys, it's one of those episodes where I don't know how to fucking talk. They're uncontrollable unless you really try to control them. However, it can be scary to try so. So recommend, you know what you do. Do your research before you try to do it. Because we have had some people that told us they know how to control their dreams. They know what they're doing. Those people are awesome. Be aware of them because they are on another level than us. But we're going to talk about our dreams that we've had this weekend while we were sleeping. I have a dream. Do you have a dream?
Unfortunately not, you guys. You All guys right. haven't dropped one, so I ain't giving them out.
All right, you guys. You guys yourselves, before I give you my dream, you guys can also go ahead and go into the bio and go down to the Google form listed down below. In that Google form, you can go ahead and drop a dream that you've had yourself so we could go ahead and read it on the podcast. And again, these submissions are going to be anonymous. Nobody's going to know who you are. I don't even fucking know who you are. So you could sit here, go in that Google form and say, I had a dream that I slapped that bitch, Ali. I went ahead and dragged her hair in the mud. Guess what? I don't know who the fuck you are. But that's crazy. Now, there's also other little things you could go ahead and do in that Google form, like ask for advice or drop a secret or just leave anything that you want to fuck around and say on there. Now, my dream. My dream has had me fucked up till this day, and I can't use the restroom the same anymore, especially when I'm at work. So, I had a dream that I was at work, and I wrote this down, and I specifically put, and I was pooping. Either the door was open, and I didn't know there was a door, until somebody walked by and closed the door. So, in my dream, I was pooping. The door, I didn't know the door was open until somebody walked by and closed the door. Now, anytime I go into the restroom, I shit you not, no pun intended, I'm not fucking lying right now. Anytime I use the restroom at work, I feel like if I'm dreaming and I feel like if I'm shitting in front of people. And that's when I use the restroom at work. I am not fucking lying. I swear right now on everything that I love. When I enter the restroom at work, I think I'm in a fucking dream. I have pinched myself as I'm using the fucking restroom to know that I'm not fucking asleep and not shitting in front of these people.
That's scary.
I am mentally fucked after that dream. And it's what's fucked it up even more is I had already had my manager walked in on me on the restroom because we're supposed to wash our hands a lot at work, but once I touched the water when I was washing my hands one time, I was like, fuck, I have to pee now. So I sat down on the toilet completely forgetting that I didn't lock the door. Luckily, I got up fast enough to where he didn't see nothing. So we were both in the clear, but that didn't help that dream after. The dream, I had it after that. So now I'm just, every time I'm in the restroom, once I sit down on the toilet, I'm like, am I in the middle of the room right now just shitting and I don't even know because I'm low-key dreaming? Yep. And that mentally has fucked me, y'all.
Was it like in your
dream? This is not supposed to be funny because I'm honestly scared now when I use the restroom.
Was the bathroom in your dream kind of like the one in the work?
It was the exact same fucking one. It like the layout was exactly the fucking same. That's why anytime now that I use my work restroom, I'm like, oh my fucking God.
I wonder if it was just that, like that the manager walked in, so it kind of traumatized you a little bit. So now it's like that's stuck in your head. Well, I'll just put like a fucking, if you guys have like a broom or something, just fucking barricade yourself into the bathroom.
Now I always like, even though I lock it, I'll still wait and to see if I can, if it's still locked. And I'll just be watching the door the whole time I use the restroom. Yep. That fucked me up really bad.
I'm sorry.
I pinched myself. Like, I don't, like, guys, I'm not fucking lying when I say I have literally pinched the shit out of myself just to make sure I'm not sitting in front of these people, honestly doing the restroom by myself, not being in the restroom. Yep. These dreams, y'all, will fuck with your head. Hopefully, this isn't a dream, because damn.
Bruh.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to that because that's just, yep. I never had like nothing happen to where I feel that way.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like literally the second I sit on the toilet, it's just like douche.
Flashbacks.
Literally. But like I said, guys, go down below into the form in the bio so you guys can drop a dream yourselves and we could all share our poo-poo stories. No, we're sharing our dreams, not our poo-poo stories. Those we save it for what happens in Vegas.
All right. Literally.
No, for real. If you know, you know. All right. So, honestly, okay. I don't know if this is real. I don't know if this is a prank. But TMZ is wild. And why am I here for it, low-key? So if you guys, I feel like everybody has to know TMZ. Everybody and their mamas knows who TMZ is. All right, so tell me why around a couple days ago, TMZ posted this post that said, curious about swinging? If you're not camera shy, we've got the opportunity for you. Curious about swinging? Thirsty for a third? Pinning for polymery? Send us a video introducing yourself for a steamy new TV show about open relationships, all set in the sizzling Caribbean. Tell us why you and your partner would be the perfect twosome for a threesome or more. Send your submission videos in to content.tmz.com at the link in the bio.
Your whole ass voice changed in the bio.
Yeah, that way, because that's what they were given. And, okay, the comments were coming after them. A lot of people were talking shit. Somebody said, what if I'm trying to be a third? A lot of people were like, you guys need Jesus. There's people saying that it's just a stupid, like, page at this point. You know, a lot of mixed stuff here. But tell me why, for me, I'm excited and I can't wait to see that. Like, the drama that sounds like it's going to come out of this show where you're trying to add people together. There's for sure going to be some drama here and I'm fucking for it.
Is going to be some Jersey Shore times two?
No, literally, because if you're trying to add people into relationships, there's going to be fights and there's going to be people who don't like each other and don't like the situation. So a lot of people were talking shit. The way I see it, shit, I'm not the one fucking, a lot of people are obviously being like, oh, yo, this is just going to be like filthy infections going around, which it could happen because having multiple sexual partners can do that. But I'm here for the drama that's going to come out this show. So I'm really hoping that all these negative comments don't fuck with it and they actually release this show, because I think that's going to be a banger. So why not? Fuck it. If they're not coming after your mans or your girl, why is this such an issue? Why do they need Jesus? So
we all need Jesus.
It's funny. So many Jesus comments were in there. I'm like, but you're the one sitting here reacting to this shit. Okay. How about you go talk to Jesus? The fuck? Go tell that man yourself what you don't like about this.
Jesus, what do you think about it? Chat.
What do you think about it? I wonder if it's going to be TMZ's show or if they're helping the show. Like a sponsor or something.
Like MTV or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't necessarily watch it. Like, I don't really care for shows like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 y'all. That's what he said about Love is Blind. And look what happened there. He was over here talking shit about everybody, too.
I mean, to talk shit, I could do that all day, every day. But, no, I just feel like it's not going to be as interesting. Yeah, I know that there's going to be a lot of fights and shit. Like, a lot of breakups and stuff. But do I think they should cancel it? Nah. They should just let it play out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like if the internet was here, like, years ago when Jersey Shore was going to start, I don't think they would have wanted that either.
What do you mean?
Like, a reality about just a party house constantly. Right, they've been like, it's going to be the same shit.
That's still going on right now. Like, they're not grown-ass adults and shit.
Yeah, like, I feel like now it would be like, they'll have the same fucking issue with it until it happens and then everybody likes it and then season fucking 2, 3, 6, 7 start happening.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Everybody fucks with the Shore, but Jesus, the fact that they still have shows going on, I'm like, damn, this is some Fast and the Furious shit talking about family.
I want to watch the fucking new reboot of the Fairly Odd Parents.
The real life reboot?
No, they're having a reboot of it. Like, instead of it being Timmy,
it's Tina.
It's going to be some other girl. Yeah, it's going to be some other girl playing it. And supposedly, like, Timmy shows up in the show and, like, they're Fairly Odd Parents do.
Oh, like a runoff, a spinoff.
Yeah.
Huh. Hopefully they don't fuck it up like all the other kids' remakes, like Teen Titans Go, or I don't know, there's a dog on Disney that talks. Yeah, it's some weird shit going on out here right now. But whatever. All right. We're going to go ahead and start wrapping it up here, but we are going to give a quick shout out to Rich the Kid. Holy shit. Two of the biggest fucking Hispanic artists, Peso Pluma and Santa Fe Clan. What the fuck is going on? Let me know what you guys think about those songs that Rich the Kid dropped with those two.
We know who his plug really is now.
Mm-hmm. Comment down below what you guys think about those two songs that dropped. Let us know. Was it worth it? Was it not? Comment down below. But we're going to go ahead and wrap this up here again. Sorry for no what happens in Vegas. We'll catch you guys on another one. Do you have a secret you might want to drop?
No, not yet. I don't have a secret. You guys know everything about me.
No, a secret from me. Like the couples.
Oh.
Something you never told me. I don't like the face switch I seen right now, y'all.
I honestly feel like one of those couples where people are going to be in the comments right now being like, he's such a fucking liar. He knows he has secrets. But honestly, no, like, I don't really have any secrets from you. I've been told you everything. Mm-hmm. Usually if I can't think of one, whenever I think of one, I let you know, like, oh, shit, guess what? And then I tell you, but... nothing at this point. What about you? The aura change of her right now, guys, has me so fucked up. I just seen her little squirrel inside her brain start running at 100 miles per hour. Like, oh, well, you have this.
That's basically what I was doing in the truck.
What?
I was just seeing what it was made out of.
Yeah, I could tell that. That ain't no secret.
No, well, then I guess I don't have a secret. So as long as we all know the truth here, let's wrap it up now.
You guys, she was hauling more ass on that truck than BBL Drizzy.
BBL Drizzy. Not him dropping a song on that. I feel like he used that to his advantage.
Who?
He definitely, Drake.
He
rapped on it with Sexy Red, I think.
Bruh.
He definitely is using that song to his advantage. He did not say shit no more after Kendrick outed him. Now he's like, oh, let me fuck with BBL Drizzy.
I feel like it's just now that he knows that there ain't shit he could do to Kendrick. Like, if he drops anything, he's just going to drop again. I feel like
Apparently, J. Cole smacked Diddy in defense of Kendrick once.
J. Cole smacked Diddy?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know who said it on this podcast, but I just seen a quick clip before we started recording. I didn't even get to see who it was. I fucked up on that. But yeah, he's over here saying J. Cole's the, people can talk so much shit about him, but he's the only person that have ever put hands on Diddy. And it was all to defend Kendrick Lamar.
I mean, for me, I always seen that brotherhood that Kendrick and Drake had. Kendrick and J. Cole had. But to me, like I said, it's just now Drake doesn't know what to do. So he's just becoming like 6ix9ine. He's just trying to troll people now.
Oof, we're not going to get there. I mean, we all have our input. I'm just here for the ride, y'all. Because at this point, it's not even safe to talk nothing about it. Because people are getting outed so much right now. It's fucking nuts. It is nuts. I'm loving the drama.
If they diss me and Metro dropping a diss tomorrow.
All right, y'all. So we're going to wrap it up here. Like I said, go down to the Google form so you can drop a dream, ask for advice, or leave a confession down there so we could read it anonymously, 100% anonymously on the podcast. If you're on Apple or Spotify, please make sure you drop a 5-star review and a little comment within that review. If you're on YouTube, like, comment, share, subscribe. If you guys go down below, you'll find the links to every platform that we're on because we're on all of them. And if you go onto our Instagram, you'll find them all as well. Our Instagram is scene.vergüenza_pod. Again, scene.vergüenza_pod. You can also find this down below. It's our TikTok. It's scene.vergüenza2As_scene.vergüenza2As_. And again, everything is listed down below in the bio. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Telling you twice because you need to do it. Send this podcast to your mommy, your daddy, your siblings, your cousins, your friends. Send them your my way if they want to drop their secrets. If they want to talk about a dream that they're having, be like, hold on, pause, bitch. Before you tell me this dream, send it to Sin Vergüenza, the motherfucking podcast, and they'll help you out with that shit. And we could all talk about it. Other than that, I hope you guys have a safe weekend. Stay cool and be safe. Peace out, y'all. No tienes vergüenza, mami. Baby, quiero ser el río de tu Tokio. Chingamos en la casa de papá.